Welcome to Trinity Life Church Podcast Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy listening.
So this morning, we are going to do some housekeeping. So it's not about housekeeping, but it's more housekeeping with our minds, our hearts. So we're going to take it back to where it began. So I just want you to turn to the person next to you and just say, let go and let God. Can you just say that? Lovely. So God's creation. So we're going to take it back to Genesis. So I love the fact, so we just moved to Royston, it's coming up to about 2 years now. But I love the fact that when we moved in, there was just this space in our house where we could just do whatever we wanted. And I love that because it was a new environment. It was a, thank you. Yay, lovely. So it was a new environment. How are we doing? There we go. God's creation, lovely. So it was a new environment where we could fill the space that we had in our house and how we wanted it to be. And we could, it was just something that we could develop together, me and my husband, with our daughter Sarai. And it was something that we could grow as a family. And I love that. It's just that space that God has blessed us with since moving to Royston. So it's a place where you could feel comfortable. You could come home after work, after a busy day, and you just, you know, you can just like sit down and just say, "Ah, this is good. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with this space." So I'm sure you guys are familiar with moving. Before moving into a house, it involves packing the things that we need to move into a new place, as Ellie would understand this. So you fill all the boxes that needs to go into the next house, but you focus on what is actually necessary to go into the next place, what's used and what's still, what is actually, what you're still able to use into a new place. But what I found myself doing when we were still living in London is the necessary things that I was packing, it was in a box, so it was great. However, the things that wasn't so necessary started to become the important things that I started putting in the box. Which just, you know, it's just additional cost to put in the van or whatever, just additional weight that shouldn't be there. And one thing actually that what I find fascinating was after giving birth to Sarai, there was this particular jeans that was just so comfortable. And as you know, ladies, after giving birth, is not your weight doesn't just shift back. And so in my head, this jeans was still so comfortable, so I still wanted to wear it because it was nice, it was comfortable, but that was all in my head. But then when Scott and I would go out for lunch, it was quite, my mind would, it was still fine, but then my body actually feels quite differently. I couldn't breathe because, so, and after eating, what I would do is loosen up my jeans, so just to create some space for the food, and so I could actually breathe and sit down comfortably. So that's quite an interesting thing where I actually had to make a decision in my life that, hey, that jeans is good, it looks good, but it doesn't actually fit properly in the season that I am in. Yeah. So I had, so jeans was no longer there, and also I had loads of shoes. Scott would know this. So we moved, we moved twice. So growing up in London, we had to live in Kent for like 6 months and then move back to London. And I used to dance, so I had loads of trainers. That was my weakness, trainers, and it has to be like the limited edition, and I had to let go of some of them. But it was so hard, and I still have some of those at home. It's quite hard to let it go because it was my comfort zone. It had memories, but also it was just creating clutters in our closet. My husband right now is just nodding like, yes, get rid of them. you need to pray for that, babe. So everything started to really clutter up. So when you move into a new place, usually, yeah, this is nice, a good place, we have a lot of space, but then we start taking things with us that shouldn't be there, yeah? So we're just going to go, we're just going to open a Bible to Genesis chapter 1. And it says here, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And we're going to skip, and we're going to go to verse 11, verse 13. So we're going to focus on first day, the third day, and the sixth day. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds, and it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And also God said, God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And this is, I want you to focus on this. This is quite a long verse, but it's so important that we need to get this going. Verse 26 to 31 said, then God said, let us make mankind in our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And verse 28 is so special. It says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has a breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Verse 31 says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning the sixth day. So as we have discovered here in the beginning, God saw a space. There was nothing. So what he did, he created something so beautiful. Yeah. But not just beautiful, but everything had its purpose. Right? So what fascinated me, after he created everything, heaven and earth, the trees, the creatures, he decided, I need to put something, there's something missing. I need to put someone and somebody who will enjoy what I've created. And this is where we came in. So what he created, we could enjoy the labor, the creation. That he just wants to bless us. He wants to enjoy it. And he has blessed us to rule over what he has created. And that's very special. That's very special. But what was fascinating is that God created something to happen, but a space needs to be there. But what it is in our lives that we're cluttering that is stopping God to step in? So a space must be present for something to happen. So we need to get that in our head. We need to get that in our heart. Do we have a space for God to actually enter in? So decluttering is a habit, not a goal. So it's a continuous process. We pray, we continue praying. You cannot just pray and let God, and you know, expect God to continue to just let it happen. You need, it's a constant journey. It's an attitude changing. It's a constant changing. It's not going to happen overnight. So it's a goal. You need to keep pushing and trust God on the process to keep going. So there's plenty of things that clutters our daily lives because we have been exposed. We've got different backgrounds. We've got different walk of life. We've been brought up with different families. We've got different understanding. We're humans. And that's fine. So we have been exposed. And sometimes that exposure is a toxic cycle. And this is where we start to become wiser. We become more sufficient in ourselves. that we forget who actually created us, and we forget who we are. And these are the part of many things that actually leads to, I want to focus on this because this is something that I actually suffer as well, and still battle, sometimes it still comes there, but this is where it leads to anxiety, depression, and loneliness. And then what we do is we go in our daily lives, we mask that just for people to see that everything is okay. And that's completely fine because we've been exposed into that environment that we shouldn't have because God's blessed us with. But God has given us a choice, free will, that sometimes our direction doesn't lead towards him, but actually leads towards destruction. And this is where our heart and our mind gets so much toxic and we go in the same cycle. Stay with me and we're going to unfold this. So how do we get behind that? How do we get behind that cycle? How do we stop that cycle? We need to seek him. We need to seek him. Because as I said, decluttering is a goal. So you need to seek his presence. You need to continue walking in him. You need to continue praying. You need to continue just asking for his direction. Because we get so confused sometimes. Oh, we know too much. I'm actually knowing too much sometimes is actually no good. Because knowing too much what people are saying to you is completely different to what God has planned as for you. So we need to allow God. So as we're battling, this is where we need to allow God to bring in. We need him to step into that surface. We need to allow God to come in and let that root to be pulled out. And only him can do that. We cannot do it. Because we think we have the strength, but we don't. So I want to encourage you today that if you have given your life to Christ and there's something that's holding you back and you know the power of the cross, I want to encourage you today to leave what you are facing at the cross. Because God died for us on the cross so we can be set free from every single areas of our lives that's stopping us from growing, and so we can actually live a blessed life. And I also want to encourage someone who has given their life to Christ but also kind of stepped away or does not know where they're going, what direction you guys are going. I want you to understand that God's love is free for everyone. You don't have to do anything to earn his love. He loves you already. You don't have to do anything. And this is where he wants to come in. He wants to come in into your life just so he can actually help you to actually get through and be free on what we are actually suffering, what toxic that we're actually suffering. And what I love about that is the cross, how powerful the cross is. When you give your life to Christ, he has actually given you the authority. When I say authority, it's powerful because you can actually speak life over the situation that you're facing. And the enemy hates that because our tongue is so powerful because God's blessed us with that. You just say it. You just say you believe in it and God will do something for you. But sometimes we go in a cycle. That's because we entertain it. What happens in the past is the past. But what we can do, we can use it as a stepping stone. And this is where we need God's direction and we need God to just step in. But what we should really be doing, once we have surrendered it to Christ, we need to change our direction and not entertain what was in the past. Because the enemy likes to tell you, hey, that's part of you now. Just because your background was whatsoever, I don't know, drugs, whatever, or you come from a family that's broken, and the enemy will tell you that's part of who you are. Actually, no. The cross has broken that for you. You can move forward. You can move forward through him. So most of the time we entertain the past because we lack direction. We lack approval. We are lost and confused because we have forgotten who we are. But our identity is in Christ, because he died for us on a cross. The cross, it wasn't just an event for the sake of it, because, oh, that's what us Christians need to believe it. Actually, no. The truth is, God died, Jesus died on that cross so we can be set free from every single thing. Sickness, loneliness, anxiety, depression, worries. If you want to go to the next stage of your life, look at the cross. Because that promise is every single areas of your life. So you can live and say, hey, God, thank you for this. When we've accepted Christ, we've accepted that we're going to go out to the earth and people will just find you so attractive because he is in you. And I want you to believe that. So God's plan has a clear direction, and it says here in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I love this. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." So because we're human and we've given our life to Christ, there are times where you just kind of, it takes too much effort. It takes too much effort, but it's fine. That's completely fine. And this is where we just need to allow God to step in. So what God has started, he will complete it. So always understand that, remember that what he has started in you, he will complete it. Regardless what people will tell you and people putting you down, he will complete it because he has blessed you. It says in Genesis, I will bless them and they will rule over everything that I've created. But this is where we need Christ to just step in, and we need to create that space for him to walk in and say, hey, God, can you please come in? This is the space I need you to fill in because I'm struggling. So let us live life by not entertaining the things that no longer required our attention. But let us learn and live in his presence and create the space for God to continue his work he has begun in you. Can I just ask the worship team to come forward? So I place a Tetris here, because as you can see, there's loads of gaps, and it's perfect. And what God will do in our lives is there's so many stumbling blocks. And I just want to encourage you that in those spaces, just speak life over it. If there's a place that you want God to step in, whether that's at work, whether it's in your family, let God just come in that space, go in a room, spend time with him, soak in his presence. Because in his presence, that's where you are secured. Not in this world, in his presence. And I'm just going to leave you with this verses. "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. You will always have direction in life because he will direct them for you only if you ask him to." In Psalms 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And I'm going to close on this verse. In Exodus chapter 33, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." So you will face challenges in life. We all do that in that season. But God will go before you. He will equip you. He will remind you of his promises over your life from the beginning. When God created you, he has blessed you already. You weren't just born for the sake of being born and being able to live in this world. You were born because he wants to use you. He wants to love you. He wants He wants you to feel how much He loves you and how much worthy you are of Him. So when you are weak, He will strengthen you. When you lack courage, He will go before you and all of His will, because He loves you that much. So I just encourage you, whatever you're facing, make space for Christ to enter in your life. Move forward and continue, so God can continue to work in your life. So space, always think, as you go on this week, always think of space. And if there's no space there, make space for God. Even that's 5 minutes, whether that's journeying the car, going to work, make that space for Christ to fill, so you can be filled in His presence.